يا نفس إن لم تظفري لا تجزعي يا نفس إن لم تظفري لا تجزعي.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، ما بعد. So today is the final day of our topics about the doors to Jannah. Obviously, these are not all the doors to Jannah. Every day we did one of the doors that we should be aware of. Alhamdulillah, Jannah has many, many doors to it, many paths to it, many ways to get to Jannah. And one of the most important ways to get to Jannah is the way of giving charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Giving charity. Giving charity is one of the main manifestations of having faith in Allah. In fact, that is why Allah mentions it in the very first verse of the Quran when He's describing the believers. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Notice how simple it is. Who are the righteous and the believers? They are those who believe in that which cannot be seen. And they pray regularly, and from what we have given them, they spend upon others. Notice the whole paradigm is set up. This money that we have is not our money. It is Allah's money. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. It's not our money. Whatever we have given them, some of it, وَمِمَّا. That min here means some of it. Allah is not asking us for all of it. Allah is asking some of it. And it is directly linked to faith. It is directly linked to iman. And of course, the blessings of giving charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are well known to all of us. There are over 70 verses in the Quran that encourage charity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that every single dirham or dinar, or every dollar or penny that we give, it is like a seed that is put into the ground. And from that seed, like a corn seed, for example, it then sprouts forth so many different plants and vegetations, and so many husks of corn are going to come from that one seed. And our Prophet ﷺ told us that every good deed that we do, every charity that we give, the minimum that we're going to get back is 10, and we might even get back more than 700. So if you give a dollar, you might get $700 in reward, depending on, of course, all of the circumstances put together. Never will $1 only count as a dollar. Whatever we give, it will come back to us in this world before the next world. And one of the things that I always do when I talk about giving sadaqah and charity is I mention some of the words in the Quran that Allah uses for charity. It's very interesting. Of the words that Allah uses for charity, of course, is zakat. And we all know zakat, it is the obligatory charity. And it is a Quranic term. It didn't exist before the coming of the Quran. And zakat, it literally means to purify. It literally means قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. So Allah called charity zakat, from the noun or the verb to purify, which implies that if we don't give from our wealth, the money that we have is filthy. It is disgusting. It is rotting. It is festered. When we give zakat, what we do, the money becomes pure. So can you imagine if somebody put a plate of rotting food in front of you? Would you want to eat that? Your wealth and my wealth is worse than that food unless we give zakat. If we give zakat, it becomes the best of the best and becomes the purest of the pure. So Allah calls charity zakat, to purify the rest of it. Of course, of the most common terms of charity is also sadaqah. And this is very, very interesting as well. The term that Allah uses for charity is sadaqah. And the meaning of sadaqah is again something that the Quran came with. It was not known in pre-Islam, this term to imply charity. Sadaqah literally means the verb sadaqah without the ta marbuta. It means to tell the truth or to believe the truth. And that's why some of us, when we finish the Quran, we say sadaqallahu al-azim. I mean, it's not, you know, the Prophet didn't say that, but still nothing wrong with saying sadaqallahu al-azim, that Allah has indeed spoken the truth. Sadaqallah, Allah has spoken the truth. So sadaqah means speaking the truth. And we call Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, right? Because he believed, his truthfulness is demonstrated. So why is charity, why is giving for the sake of Allah the same root word as believing? It's a very interesting concept. And it's, in fact, it's very profound. You see, when I hand money over to somebody, when I give my money to you or to the the person in the store, or to what I expect is something in return for that money. No human being gives money and then just walks away. You want something back, right? So when I hand money over, go to the computer store, I give money, I get my computer, okay? I'm buying groceries, I give money, I pick up my groceries. When I give charity, what do I get back? I don't get anything tangible back. I can't see what I get back. I cannot feel it. I cannot put it in my hand. I cannot. But when I give for the sake of Allah, what I'm doing is I'm showing Allah that I believe, sadaqah, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, I believe that what I get back is going to be more than what I've given. It's worth my investment. It's worth my handing my cash over. That's what sadaqah means. It literally translates as a proof and evidence that you believe in Allah. And that's why sadaqah is called sadaqah, because you put your money where your mouth is. You show Allah, I believe, O Allah, in your promises. And I believe that your Prophet ﷺ told us, he swore by your name, O Allah, he swore by your name, that if I give charity, I will not become poor, I will become rich. He swore three times an oath, a qasam, that however much money I have, it's not going to go less. If I give for the sake of Allah, it will become more. And so, O Allah, I believe that whatever I give, you will give me back even more than this. That's why sadaqah is called sadaqah. And as well, of the terms that the Quran uses is qardan hasana. Qardan hasana. Qardan hasana is another beautiful term. Qardan hasana means somebody is going to give a loan that you're guaranteed to get the loan back, and you're going to get some type of gift or good that you don't put a condition on, but it will give you back a good. So, for example, a qard hasana in this world, if I were to give you $1,000, okay, and I said, here, give it back to me, inshallah, in a month, okay? You give back $1,000, and then without any condition, because to put a condition will be wrong, without any condition, you give me back $1,000, you say, here's a nice perfume from me. I'm just giving you as a gift. So I got my $1,000 back, and I got a nice, beautiful gift from you as well. This is qard hasana, okay? Now again, you cannot put the condition to get the gift, or else it's going to be riba. The gift has to come from the heart. Now, qard hasana, Allah is saying, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Who is going to give to Allah a beautiful loan that Allah shall return multiple times more? Allah's qard hasana is not going to give you back one gift. Allah will give you back all that you have given multiple times more. If you give 1,000, Allah will give you back at least 10,000, at least 10,000, if not more. And that's in this world. And the next world is even more than this. And there are so many hadith in this regard. And of course, you've heard so many of them when we attend our fundraisers. But I think you should really think long and hard about what it means to have money and what it means to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two simple hadith, and I'll end on this inshallah. Allah Ta'ala. The first of them, our Prophet ﷺ mentioned that once upon a time, there was a farmer, you know, praying for rain. He wanted rain for his crops, and he saw the cloud coming, and he became excited. He thought it was for his land, but then he heard an angel from the clouds cry out, not on this land, the other person's land. So the man said, there must be a reason why Allah is preferring that man over me. So I'm going to follow this cloud. So he followed the cloud until it began raining on a neighbor's land. And he then asked the neighbor, he said, I want to know, what do you do that is causing the rain to fly over my land, literally passing me and coming to you? What do you do? And the man said, I don't know what to tell you, except that I'll tell you the habit that I have, that whatever money I get from my crops, one third I reinvest, you know, for the crops, the maintenance, taking care of it, making sure everything is fine. And one third I'll use to feed my family. And one third of the money I get, I shall give to the poor. So the man said, this is why Allah is giving you even more, subhanAllah. And of course, the reason why the cloud passed over this first man is to teach him so that he becomes to that same level as well. The reason why Allah Azza wa Jal blessed the other person was because he was giving for the sake of Allah, so Allah gave him even more. And there's a beautiful hadith that I always quote when I talk about giving money for the sake of Allah. And it is a hadith in Tirmidhi that there were two brothers in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of them was a wealthy businessman. The other one was studying knowledge and learning from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he would live in the house of his brother. So one day the brother complained, the older one. And he said, O Messenger of Allah, my younger brother, he eats from my food. He lives in my house. He takes from my blessings and he doesn't do anything to earn those money. That money, I earn it. And he's basically, he's saying, a freeloader. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, now he wasn't being lazy, he was a student of knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَعَلَّكَ تُرْزَقُ مِنْ أَجْلِهِ. Perhaps Allah is giving you all of your wealth in order that your brother be fed. Allah is making you rich, not because you deserve the wealth, but because He wants to feed your brother. And He's using you to help other people. So never, ever, ever feel that when you give for the sake of Allah, that you are doing somebody a favor. Rather, you are one whom Allah has done favors to. And Allah is using you to give unto others. And perhaps you have the wealth that you have, not because it's intended for you, but actually Allah is using you. And because Allah uses you, you become blessed. Because Allah uses you, you get a free pass. Because Allah uses you, you can earn that money and enjoy that money. But it wasn't really meant for you. It was meant for somebody else. The person that Allah wanted to give to, the one you write the check for, that's what it was meant for. But Allah is using you. And in Allah's mercy, when He uses you, you're allowed to benefit from that wealth. And therefore, dear brothers and sisters, of the most important path to Jannah is the path of charity. Give frequently, give consistently, give small amounts every single period of time and large amounts every once in a while. Continue to give. Never ever complain about giving. Always have the upper hand instead of the lower hand, and Allah Azza wa Jal will continue to bless you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to give us more so that we continue to give other people more. And inshallah, with this we come to the conclusion of our series that we're having. Of course, tomorrow is the day of Eid. Eidukum Mubarak, taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum salih al-a'mal. Let me be the first person to wish you a blessed Eid. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us many, many more Eids to come, full of iman and taqwa and happiness and joy. I pray that Allah protects all of us during these difficult times of the coronavirus. I pray that Allah protects us and our loved ones. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us safe and makes our loved ones safe. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases us in iman and taqwa until we leave this world. I pray that we die upon the kalima and are resurrected with the believers and given the shafa'ah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khairan. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كون